The book of Genesis and the letter to the Romans present the problem of sin as disobedience. Our word for obedience comes from Latin, from the word that means to listen. Obedience begins in listening to our God who is always speaking to us. The most basic temptation in the Christian life is to stop listening to the Lord. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden?" The suggestion of the serpent is that God's word is not reliable. You certainly will not die. God knows well that you will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil. If we listen to the word of God as it comes to us in the Bible and as it is interpreted in the church, guided by the Holy Spirit, we will have the fullness of life. We will have all the blessings that the Lord offers us. The temptation to stop listening to the word gets us into a situation in which the blessings of God are set against each other, and we think that we have to choose between them. Eve is created in the image of God. She already is like God. She does not have to choose to eat of the tree of knowledge to become like God, and she does not have to know evil in order to know good. She is deceived into thinking that she has to make a choice of either listening to God or growing as a person. And many people are in this situation today, especially many young people think that the teachings of Christianity will limit their freedom. As the tree of knowledge appeared to be attractive to Eve, teachings of internet wise men or talk show wise women attract people more than growing in understanding of revelation. People still seek advice from astrologers instead of asking guidance from the Lord in prayer. Jesus gives us an example of obedience, an example of faithful listening to God. Jesus went to the desert to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, the time of purification in the Old Testament, the same time Noah spent in the ark while the earth was purified of sin, the same number of years Israel spent in the desert to be purified of the sins of the generation who doubted the power of God. Jesus does not need to be purified, but he spends 40 days and 40 nights focusing all of his attention on the voice of God in his heart, meditating on scripture, chewing on it and digesting it. Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. In the Bible, the devil, the demonic, is the power of deception and division. Is it possible for Jesus to be convinced to go against the mission he has received from God? No, it's not possible. But even Jesus has to receive his mission of his own free choice. And so in the desert, he is given the choice. And his choices show what true obedience and true freedom really are. First, Jesus is tempted to doubt the providence of God in his life. He was hungry, and the tempter approached him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But Jesus has been spending day and night meditating on the great book of the covenant, the book of Deuteronomy, and so he overcomes the temptation with the word of God. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. God has promised us that he will care for the basic needs of every person who comes to him in faith. God has promised us that he will even provide for us through death. Death will not end our life, but will move us into the fullness of life with Christ. So the Christian person who listens to the word of God has absolutely nothing to fear. Second, Jesus is tempted to doubt the love of God in his life. Satan knows that Jesus listens to scripture, so He tries to tempt Jesus with scripture itself. Throw yourself from the temple wall, because it is written in the Psalms that God will send his angels to protect you from danger. But Jesus is so sure of the love of God that he does not even need to test it. He's confident in what he's heard in the word of God. Again, it is written, he says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When difficulty comes into the life of Jesus, he never thinks that God is angry with him or that God has abandoned him. And so it is with the Christian person who listens to the word of God in scripture and meditates on it in prayer. When we get sick, we don't think that God has stopped loving us. When we make a mistake in life, we know that we can count on the love of God to help us to work things out. And finally, Jesus is tempted to doubt the power of God in his life. All the powers of the world pass before him, the power of money, the power of fame, the power to control people. And the question is presented to him, why do you need God when you could take control of your whole own life? But Jesus has been spending day and night meditating on the book of Deuteronomy, the great book of the covenant, and so he overcomes the temptation with the word of God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. And so it is with the Christian person who listens to the word of God in scripture and meditates on it in prayer. We don't first try to buy a solution to our problems and come to God in prayer only after money fails. We don't first try to manipulate people and then come to God in prayer only after our relationships fall apart. We know that without the power of God working for us, we are nothing, and so we go to God first. We make prayer the basis of all our decisions. These 40 days and 40 nights of Lent are a time to focus our attention on the voice of God in our hearts. It is a time to open the Bible, to listen to God's word. It is a time to listen to God speaking to us in prayer. Lent is a time to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I know that I made a covenant with you when I was baptized and confirmed, and I want to live my commitment more seriously. Lord, I know I have doubted you. I know that I've doubted that you will provide for my needs, but I want to renew my trust in you. Lord, I know I have doubted your love for me, but I know that you love me. I know that no matter how I may have failed, I can count on your help to make things right. Lord, I know I have doubted your power in my life, but I want to give up trying to control everything myself. I want to ask you to show me the way. Once Jesus' family came looking for him, and he was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they want to see you. And Jesus said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it. Obedience always begins in listening to the God who speaks. Obedience does not mean giving up our freedom. As we listen to our God who loves us, the power of Christ will liberate us and lead us to the fullness of life.